Now, welcome back to Lifeline, and on the line I have Odile LeBlanche, and I've got that wrong, I know. Good morning, Odile, how are you?
Hi, how are you, Michael?
Not bad at all. Now, I know I'm after pronouncing your name wrong again. Can you just pronounce it properly for me? Because it's Breton.
Not at all. It's Odile LeBlanche.
LeBlanche. Yeah, you know, that's what happens when you're dyslexic.
And when you have a difficult foreign name as well.
Well, it shouldn't be, since it's Breton, it shouldn't be that difficult for us.
Yeah. Look, it's grand anyway. I don't mind telling people how it's pronounced.
Now, maybe you're with the EPA, and I should have introduced you as being an environmental scientist with the EPA. And I was in such a rush, I didn't do that. Maybe we'll start off with just explain to the listeners what the EPA is.
Yeah, well, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, is established. We have roles in a lot of different areas when it comes to the environment in Ireland. And we manage, we license industry and waste activities to make sure that they, you know, are operated within the correct legislation and also that they don't damage the environment. And then we've also got other roles that comes to measuring water quality. We work in the area of climate and climate advice and climate change and science. And then we have a research program. And then the work that I do relates to the circular economy and waste prevention. So we're trying to develop areas, you know, and provide people with information on things they can do to reduce their impact on the planet.
Now, I'm an absolute miserable sod. And when I see something saying that I can save €700 a year, that, you know, gets my juices going. So tell us all about this new campaign that you have of Stop Food Waste.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, one of the things that people don't think about when it comes to reducing their impact on the planet is food waste. You know, a lot of us are trying to do things like reduce our plastic consumption, maybe change our car, go electric, you know, or even small things around the home, changing our light bulbs. But actually what we're trying to get, you know, highlight to people is food waste has a significant impact on the planet. It's responsible for about 10% of all global greenhouse gas emissions. So actually, it's something we can do in our own kitchen. And not only is it a, you know, an easy thing, you know, low kind of, we just need to make some changes to how we manage food in our home. It can also save us money. So it's actually win-win. It helps the environment and it saves us money too. So it's a really effective action we can take.
And maybe just go through some of the things that people can do to actually save some of the food, particularly over this hot spell. We're really roasting at the moment and food spoils fairly quickly. So what can they do?
Yeah, and you know, we have done some research and we found that 40% of Irish people say they waste a lot of fruit and veg and they'd like to do more to keep their fresh food last longer. And exactly as you say, in this heat, we have lots of stuff that might be spoiling quickly. And I suppose one of the things we're just trying to highlight is that not all fruit and veg is the same. You know, there's no single best way to store them all. And often what we find is you come home from the shop and you just throw everything into the fridge and forget about it until you go end of the week before you do your shopping and you see all those things that you bought still there. So we're just trying to highlight, you know, some of the common things that we're buying at the moment. Obviously strawberries, you know, beautiful strawberries, and I live in County Wexford, so strawberries in Wexford, you know, they go hand in hand. And actually strawberries should be kept in the fridge with the green tops on, so don't wash them when you get home. Keep them in the fridge with the green tops on and then wash them when you need them and take the green tops off. On the other hand, something like tomatoes are actually better kept out in the air. They'll, you know, they'll ripen better and they'll get more flavour. And if you keep them in the fridge, they, you know, they won't have the flavour. So that is just, you know, to kind of highlight. The other thing, potatoes, they like to stay in a dark, dry place. So don't put them in your fridge. Whereas carrots would be better in the bottom drawer in your fridge. So these are just tips that we've put together. We have quite a big resource on stopfoodwaste.ie, which is our website, we have an A to Z of foods and all of those common ingredients on how best to manage them. So you don't need to remember all of this. You can actually go and look it up. But really, you know, we're just trying to highlight that don't just throw everything into the fridge. With a little bit of kind of preparation or care, we can keep things fresher for just that little bit longer.
Yeah, and an interesting one I noticed there was with potatoes, keep them in, you know, a dark, cool place, but keep them away from onions.
Yeah, to be honest, that took me by surprise as well, because in general, you're supposed to keep onions in a cool, dark place. So it makes sense, put your potatoes and your onions in the same place. But actually, the excess moisture in onions can actually make potatoes sprout faster. So in fact, split up your onions and your potatoes, but both of them do need to be in a cool, dark place.
Yeah, and I have to say, slap on the wrist for me, I always put the onions and the potatoes together in under the sink in a nice, where it's dark and can be a bit cool. I would have to say that the onions do sprout.
Yeah, I think that's what most people do. Yeah, so that's it. Just give it a go. Try and put the onions in another place and see, does it, because actually I do find in our house now potatoes do tend to sprout, and there comes a stage, obviously you flick those off and use them, but there does come a stage where you're kind of wondering, really, should I just put this out in the ground now and see what happens? But definitely I tried, move the onions out of the same basket, and hopefully we'll start to see a difference on that.
Yeah, in another life, I worked for one of the large food retailers. And one of the things we were doing when we were trying to buy as much Irish as we could was to try and extend the life of Irish onions. You see, Irish onions have an awful lot of moisture in them. If you buy them from the continent, from France or Spain or places like that, they actually are dried out in the air. So they dry, so they have much less moisture content, so they last much longer. Irish onions don't get that same ability to dry. So I know out in Country Crest, out in North County Dublin, they built quite a large drying house to dry out the onions so that we could have Irish onions for maybe 10 months of the year rather than 6 months of the year.
Interesting. Yeah. And you know, that's the key to it all when it comes to keeping kind of fruit and veg fresher. It's to do with levels of moisture. And then it's also to do with some fruit and veg emit a gas called ethylene. And that gas actually makes other fruit go off or go, you know, ripen quicker. So it works perfectly if you have maybe, you know, piece of fruit that you want to ripen quickly, put it in a paper bag with a banana, but don't put bananas in the fruit bowl with all your other fruit if you don't want them to go off too quickly. So, you know, even that is something, and it is to do about, you know, the balance between moisture levels and that gas, you know, the emission of that gas, and then whether something's preferred to be in slightly warmer temperatures, slightly cooler temperatures. So, you know, it's not to become too complicated, it's just to remember that not all are the same, and just to do something, you know, simple. Don't just fling everything into one place when you get home. Do have that, just that, take that extra little bit of time to make sure that you have things in the right place and help just keep them for a little bit longer.
Indeed. And that the if people can remember, there are three things that will set everything off, whether it be your meat or your veg or anything like that. It needs to start the decaying process. It needs three things, or even one or two of the three things, which is oxygen, moisture or heat. So they're the three things that you have to try and eliminate from the storage of your produce. And if you can eliminate moisture and eliminate heat, things will last much longer. But there, as you said, with something like tomatoes, you're better off leaving them out, because they actually ripen more and they hold their flavour. There's something about tomatoes, when you put them in the fridge, they seem to lose their flavour.
Yeah, what I do find works sometimes is what I might do is open the pack and, you know, keep a few in the original packaging and put them in the fridge for a few days while some of them ripen on the counter, just to kind of stagger the ripening, make sure that you don't have all the tomatoes at the same time. But definitely, you know, tomatoes out in the open air, they just, the flavour gets much more intense, and, you know, they're definitely a lot better out of the fridge. But maybe for a little while, just if you don't want them all to ripen at the same time, it can help. So even that sometimes, you know, is just a small thing that you can do to when you do get home, not you know, have to deal with everything when you get home, but some of those little steps can be handy.
You are so right on what you've said there, because we'd be big fruit eaters in our house, and we do maybe one main shop a week. So you buy a load of apples and you load of pears and things like that. But if you put them all out on the counter all at once, by 4 or 5 days, you suddenly find they're getting a bit soft and a bit soggy and starting to go off. But if you stagger it, if you put half them in the fridge and half them out, the first lot start to ripen, and when they're just about gone, you bring the others out of the fridge and they start to ripen, and they last much longer.
Yeah, and, you know, even that sometimes we do tend to overbuy some of our fruit and veg. I think you sort of forget we're all full of the best of intentions of eating healthily and say, oh, we'll buy some apples and some pears and some oranges. And then all of that adds up to like 50 pieces of fruit when, you know, if you buy them in a bag or something like that. So sometimes there is an element of, you know, maybe pulling back a little bit on the amount that we buy so that you don't buy too much. But I think, you know, if you do end up buying a bag of something, splitting it out, having some in a fruit bowl and keeping some in a cooler place to slow down the ripening is a great way of managing it. And then obviously, as you get towards the end of their, you know, kind of suitability, stick them in a smoothie if they're not quite ripe enough, you know. But even just to remember, things like berries go off much more quickly than apples or pears or that kind of thing. So, you know, it really is just about us being a little bit more conscious when we are shopping, not to buy too much. Remember, are you actually going to eat something? And then when we do get things home, these little steps that we can take to stretch out and save the food a little bit longer.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Going by the one of the taglines for one of the large supermarkets, every little helps. And if you can save a little bit of fruit, it's amazing how at the end of the year, how much that adds up to. You know, if you're saving, you know, 2 or 3 euros every week on fruit that you're throwing out or veg that you're throwing out, it adds up to a lot of money at the end of the year.
Absolutely. And that is one of the things, you know, obviously, as you mentioned at the beginning, we estimate probably the average household is about 700 euro a year. Some households it could be more, obviously some it could be less, but that is a really good thing, you know, that it's, a lot of people now might have a little caddy in the kitchen, you know, it's the halfway point between your kitchen and your brown bin in the garden. And what we do say is, you know, even for a week, jot down what you have put into it and even try and put a little bit of money beside it. And if you add that up and then multiply it up by, you know, the 52 weeks of the year, we get a lot of people coming back going, oh my God, I didn't realise how it all adds up, you know. So, and sometimes even doing that might help focus the mind. So say you did see, oh God, you know, we threw away an awful lot of lettuce last week. You're a bit more conscious when you do go shopping then not to overbuy, you know, and just make sure that you buy what you need, and then you're more likely to use it as well because you realise how much it is costing you.
Yeah, that's right. You know, when you think of it, 1 euro a week equals 52 euros a year.
And
there's a lot of stuff at the end of the year you could do. Like me, you know, if you save enough, you could pay for your golf society at the end of the year.
There you go. And even, you know, some of the more basic stuff, you know, like car insurance or house insurance, you know, like when you do start
to stop you there. You have to think of the important things. Golf is the
and
important
that's golf
thing.
Society that's golf. Membership. and to be honest, isn't it better to think of it like that as kind of the fun money rather than the really serious stuff that you have to find the money for? So it could be, it's money for a treat, really, if you, because you know, I suppose the key thing here is changing behaviour can be quite hard. You know, if it wasn't, we'd all be doing the right thing all the time. And obviously we don't. And I know people, you know, we don't mean to throw away food. In fact, food, you know, food being wasted is kind of a byproduct of us eating. And, you know, food is so integral to society and social and our family and, you know, all of that kind of thing. That, and most people hate throwing away food. Like, we do, we know it's wrong and we hate doing it, but it's just that we're trying to just kind of bring that back to people. And, you know, we had a campaign last year around sort of letting people know that, did you know you can freeze food right up until the use by date? Like, you know, you don't have to freeze it on the day of purchase, which a lot of people thought. And it's just all these little things that we hope might help people realize what, that, you know, you have it in your power to keep your food fresher. It's not always kind of, you know, it's not that the food just goes off. It's things that you can do to help stretch it out for a bit longer.
And people have to remember, this is not being mean. You know, this is not being mean. This is important. This is, it's not just for the money in your pocket. It's also for the life of the planet, because we need to conserve.
And I think, it, you know, that is a key thing, that sometimes you think, oh, it's just, you know, it's just an apple here or a packet of ham, two slices of ham I didn't eat. But actually, when you throw away food, not only have you wasted that food, but you've wasted all the resources that have gone into bringing that food to your table. So, you know, and some things obviously have much higher resource input than others. Obviously, if you buy kind of local fruit and veg, they'll have been transported not quite as far, but yet some of them, because we don't live in a really warm climate, might have had to have been grown in a greenhouse, and you'll have the energy that brought about, you know, to keep the greenhouse warm, all of that kind of thing. Whereas, you know, and then you have obviously some produce that we can't grow here that comes from abroad. And like, you've got, you know, the water, the fertilizer, the transport, the refrigeration. And then not only do you bring it home, and sometimes you even cook it and then throw it away. And all of that adds up. And this is the kind of stuff that has an impact on the planet. And I think a lot of people are quite shocked when we do mention about, you know, how much food waste is actually a significant contributor to climate change. And it's happening in our kitchen three times a day, you know. So it really is something. And it doesn't, you know, it's a simple action that we can take by reducing our food waste to help reduce our impact on the planet like that.
And it's for people to remember, you're doing your bit for the planet and you're saving money. It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, and like I said, it doesn't cost us anything to do this. It actually saves us money. And look, this is what our stopfoodwaste.ie program is all about, is highlighting all these things that people can do. And in fact, what we find is when we have campaigns like this, people love to tell us what they do. And in fact, that's another great way of sharing, you know, because even sometimes it can be a bit controversial, like strawberries, you know. There's another thing that you wash with a kind of a mixture of water and vinegar. Now, they don't end up tasting of vinegar. It's a very light solution, and that kind of stops, you know, any spores growing or anything like that. But then, you know, you get somebody going, oh, actually, I find if I do this with them, it makes them last longer. And so, you know, sometimes there isn't a right or a wrong way. It's what works best for you. And I think, like you said, the key things are moisture, temperature, and then, as I said, just that ethylene gas is the other thing to watch out for. And, you know, if it works for you, keep doing it if it helps.
Indeed. Now, before I let you go, maybe you would tell the listeners, where can they get more information on this?
Yeah, well, look, we would love people, first of all, if they want to find us on social media channels, they'll find us on Twitter. They'll find us on Facebook, and then they'll find us on Instagram, and if you look up Stop Food Waste. But the best place to start is to go to stopfoodwaste.ie, which is our website, and there's a huge amount of information there. You could spend hours going around finding all the tips and everything. And in fact, that'll lead you off to our social media too. But what we'd love is people follow us on social media and share our messages with all your friends and all your, you know, share our tips, because what we find is people are going, I didn't know that. And so we want you to share it with all your friends as well.
Listen, thank you very much, Odile. Sorry, I'm getting it all wrong today. Thank you for chatting to me today. And I will put the link to the website on the podcast of the interview.
That'd be brilliant, yeah. And do you have a social media handle yourself? Because we'll obviously retweet it. If you tag us.
Yeah, we will indeed. And it's at near.ie.
Okay, at near.ie. Brilliant. We'll look out for that and we'll obviously promote it as well then. Brilliant.
Oh, Dale, thank you very much for chatting to us.
My pleasure.
And you too. All the best. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.